USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. The threat of a federal government shutdown was suddenly easing Saturday after the House quickly approved a temporary funding bill to keep agencies open once Speaker Kevin McCarthy dropped demands for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic votes for passage. The bill would fund government at current 2023 levels until November 17. It goes next to the Senate, which was meeting late into Saturday evening with just hours to go before the midnight deadline to fund the government. Members of both parties are remembering California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who passed away this week at the age of 90.
The news of Feinstein's passing hit hard from the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
To the halls of Congress.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California. And our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell adding she was truly remarkable. Feinstein served in the Senate for more than 30 years, being first elected in the early 90s. I'm John Schaefer.
A former TV journalist who has yet to concede in the previous Arizona gubernatorial race intends to kick off her U.S. Senate campaign next month. Carrie Lake confirmed this in a radio interview yesterday and announced a rally for October 10th to vie for the seat currently occupied by independent Kyrsten Sinema. Lake is a staunch supporter of former President Trump and maintains the belief that he won the 2020 presidential election. The Navy will begin random testing of special operations forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. That starts in November. Those who test positive face discipline or removal. The commander of the Naval Special Warfare Command called it necessary to protect their health and military readiness. The Army is expected to follow suit. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
The United Auto Workers Union says its two-week strike against Detroit automakers will spread to 7,000 more workers.
I'm calling on Ford's Chicago assembly plant to stand up and go on strike. And I'm calling on GM's Lansing Delta Township to stand up and go out on strike.
UAW President Sean Fain says Jeep maker Stellantis was spared from a third round of strikes. 25,000 are now off the job and on picket lines at dozens of plants and parts facilities across the country in the union's demands for a 40% pay hike, a four-day work week, and other benefits and job protections. Authorities in Illinois say there are multiple fatalities after a semi-truck carrying toxic anhydrous ammonia overturned and crashed into several vehicles on Highway 40 southeast of Springfield Friday night. Residents near Teutopolis have been evacuated due to dangerous air conditions. Hazmat crews have been working to contain the toxic chemical. Five people are dead from the incident, including three from the same family. Five others were taken to local hospitals. No word on the causes of death nor the extent of the injuries. A deluge of rain is causing flash flooding in New York City, disrupting subway service, inundating ground-level apartments, and turning some streets into small lakes. Friday's torrential downpours came after a week of steady rain. Almost 8 inches of rain fell in some parts of the city. Governor Kathy Hochul warned of life-threatening floods and declared a state of emergency for New York City, Long Island, and the Hudson Valley. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.